This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
You know, every Friday we have our podium, and you know, different people are gracing our podium today. You know, I think I prefer to call it a little bit of a detour, because in the past we talked about soccer, mm-hmm. you know this popular sporting codes, and today is just a bit different because we're looking at motorsport.
Yeah. Because usually when Vusani talks about road racing in his sports bulletins, you know, we get to hear about road racing from an international perspective.
Yes.
Hardly ever get to hear about the local perspective. But today we get to know a motorsport driver who was part of a team that began its 2025 campaign in the India F4 series, setting the stage for the upcoming move to European circuits in 2026. We are talking to Luviwe Sambudla, ICANN Worldwide driver. Morning, Luviwe, how are you doing?
Good morning. Yeah, I'm doing fine, and yourself?
We're good, and so honored to have you on the show this morning. We'd like to know more about, you know, what you're really all about. Just briefly, where you were born, the story behind you getting to where you are today.
Yeah, again, it's great to be here, but So I was born in East London in South Africa, in a town called Mthatha. And I moved to Johannesburg when I was around 2 years old. And after that, my dad met my manager, Uncle Elijah. And he basically asked if I could do like some driving just to see if I'd like it or not. And then I went to go try testing it out in a track called Swakopmund in Pretoria. And, yeah, at first it was scary. I won't even lie. It was scary a bit. But after getting used to it, I found that I had a passion for it. And, yeah, then the story goes on from there until now.
Okay. You know what? We're going to be getting to know more exactly about what exactly it is that you're doing. We just wanted to give our listeners a taste of who you are, what you're about. It's going to be an interesting one. And on the line, we're joined by Luviwe Sambudla, ICANN Worldwide driver. We started talking to him earlier on, and we're continuing with our conversation with him.
All right, Luviwe, you know, motorsport is, you know, one of the most expensive, you know, sports on earth. That's the belief. Let's look at the accessibility, though. You know, there could be somebody who's listening right now who doesn't really have the funds. Are there ways, you know, that startup races are supported?
Yeah, that is true. This sport is very expensive, especially with it gets like more and more expensive the more you go along with your career. But yeah, I'd say a person that's listening to this that doesn't have that many funds is, I guess, do what you have, maximize everything you can get so that sponsors can, like, start looking at you. And also try to be a very kind and honest person to the people around you. So that you don't, yes, you're good in your racing career, but you also have a really good personality which people like to work with. When I mean people, I mean by sponsors, so... That's what I would think if you don't have that many funds, is to maximize everything that you have available to you.
But then, as far as you know, and you being in this industry, how big is motorsport in South Africa? Is it something that one can do for a living, for example?
Yeah, I believe so. I think you can do it for a living in South Africa. It's definitely become bigger in recent years than before. Honestly, around the whole world, motorsports are starting to become big. Mm-hmm. More people are starting to realize what these drivers do and what they are trying to accomplish. So, yeah, I do believe that you can find a career in motorsports in South Africa. That would be for a living,
yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. And then you guys began the 2025 campaign in the India F4 series. How was that experience for you? And maybe let's just start with you explaining what exactly we mean when we talk about F4.
Well, F4 is the junior series to F1, basically the starting level to the road to F1. So usually every driver, not just in South Africa, but everywhere around the world, once they're done with karting, they move to F4 to gain experience in a single-seater car, which has eight gears. And they're just like, we all just try to get used to it, try to develop the experience, racecraft. And so that when we get into F1, we're at like our highest possible we have our highest possible experience so that we don't make that many mistakes. And basically, so far in the F4 series that started this year, it's been really good. Multiple podiums, and last weekend just got my first win. So nice, it's been really good so far. I'm gaining a lot of experience. I'm having fun, enjoying every moment of driving the F4. Of course, there are still ways to improve, but I'm I'm so far sitting sixth in the championship, but so far it's been a really, really good campaign in the F4 series so far.
Yeah. Tell me, is it a different experience when you are driving on the race course versus driving on the road? Do you ever get tempted to, you know, push it up a notch and, you know, drive like on the race course? Or do you just drive normally when you are on our normal roads?
Well, I mean, it's tempting, but I've learned from my mother and my manager that to calm down on the road, so I think I'm good now. Definitely don't think I'm going to push this on the road, but yeah, it's definitely a different experience on the road to the track. On the road, it's about just driving safely and just trying to get from point A to point B without any incidents. And with racing on the race course, it's about pushing to the very limit of the car and of what you are capable of, and finding anything that you can on track. So the difference is, one is driving safely on the road, and the other is on the limit on the track.
Well, then, can we actually look forward to seeing you on the, you know, F1 race course soon? What's your plans?
Excuse me?
I mean, can we also look forward to seeing you, you know, on the F1 race course very soon?
Yeah, I also hope for it too. It's definitely still a long road. I only started the feeder series of F4, but we're going to definitely believe I can get there. Definitely know that I have the talent and discipline to make it to F1, so we'll see what we can do.
And you, like, is it all about the race course, or what do you do when you're not on the race course? Do you have, like, a day job, or, do you know, is the sport enough for you to make a living out of?
No, well, not yet. Only when I get to around F1 is when it starts to become a living. But it is kind of like a living, because basically day in, day out, I'm trying to not only just push my driving abilities, but also my physical abilities in gym, and also in reaction timing and all that stuff. So I'll maybe be better as a driver. And also, yeah, I'm still in school. In my last years of it. So we're also trying to still finish that. And then once we're done with that, it's the full focus on racing.
All right, all right. No, thank you for giving us the time and just, you know, letting us into your world. Do you have a better understanding of what it is that you do when you are a motorsport driver? Appreciate your time and wishing you all the best in all your future endeavors. That's Luviwe Sambudla, ICANN Worldwide Driver.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.